I've seen a lot of stuff, and you've seen it on air when I called Trump will announce he's a winner at 127. I said, God told me he announces 127 4 hours before. It happened exactly as that. It's just God showing you. This is God's signature here. But James Williams, Dark Waters host, you wanted to finish up on this. I'm going to get into this alien disclosure coming up next segment, but you got the floor. Go ahead.
You know, I wanted to say this. Like, when we think about what's going on with the president, we need to go back to 2 Corinthians. Watch this. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now watch this. Everybody knows that part about the scripture, but watch this. But here's the part people always leave off. In having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. There's a certain level of obedience that we need to meet, and then there's revenge. And so this is why I'm telling everyone, I'm calling for the fast. I'm asking J.D. Vance and those people in power to call for a fast for the president. You can do it in your White House. It'd be better if you include the whole...
Why is the fast? I guess because it pulls you away from the world to have less of it in you. Right? Why does it work so well?
Yeah, well, because it's our, as Christians, it's our sacrifice. Our sacrifices are fasting, Thanksgiving, praise. It's our sacrifice that we made. For witches, it's cutting a chicken's head or cutting a bull's head. For us, we are the living sacrifices. So when we fast, we make a living sacrifice. And think about this. Every time in the Bible, there was a sacrifice that was made. There was fire that met the altar. Elijah against the priest of Baal. And when
called down the fire.
He called down the fire. So you need to call down fire in the White House, ladies and gentlemen. You need to call. And I'm going to say
pray
this.
Pray for the Holy Spirit fired at the White House right now.
We just did it. We did it earlier. We did it. We did it. Watch this, Alex. The disturbing thing is, when you look at the judgments that's coming out, everything that's playing out is also pointing to the spiritual advisors of the president. And I'm gonna say it, Lord. The spiritual advisors of the president should have called for this fast. So for you guys who have been put in the position of a spiritual advisor to the throne of power, please do your job. It ain't about you. It ain't about your nonprofit. It's about you doing your job and protecting the president, period. Point blank, period. Or else there are going to be some new advisors coming in because we shouldn't have gotten to this point. We shouldn't have gotten to this point where our president's mind has been captured and mind has been influenced, where he's not sleeping and his sleep gates are being attacked. You want to switch to aliens now? Because that's the last thing the Lord wants.
Well, let's do it next segment. But just think about how God works. Months ago, this guy makes a battle axe, holds back, doesn't want to do with it. His son says, mail it right now. It's a message to fight the I read it. It's a message from God. I'm sending this as a message from God. It arrives literally as you come on 10 minutes before. They bring it in. The guy brings it, doesn't even know what's going on. Here's a battle axe. And Rob Dew's like, what are you talking about? This battle axe just arrived. Right as you come on. I mean, you can't make that up. And then it says it's a message from God. God said, make this as a message to you.
Yep. That's because we are the Lord's battle axe.
It even came with a note from God working through this guy. The Holy Spirit really had this guy write this.
And overhead shot of that. Everything, God functions through men in this earth.
You've always explained that. You were waiting for God. God's working through us. Let's do it.
He's working through us. And so we are in partnership with him. So there's two things that Christians need to understand that we need to understand. We have a kingship and we have a priesthood. Revelations 1:6 says, for he has made us kings and priests unto God. And so there's priesthood where you pray to God and you service the altar to God, where you daily saying, Lord, I love you, I bless you, I praise you, and you're communing with him. Then there's kingship in which you walk in. So kingship is your walk where you do things in this earth, where you partner with God to show people his might, his power, his glory to save people. And so, for example, men like you are functioning kingship and priesthood. So you got congressmen, senators, all these other people calling you. That's because you have a strong kingship. President Trump has probably the strongest kingship we've ever seen from a Christian man.
But he has to exercise it. Back in 60 seconds to finish up on this. And then what's going on with the announced alien invasion? Stay with us.